98 pronghorn antelope have a new home on the range. Citizen volunteers and Yakima tribal members captured the antelope in northern Nevada in mid-January. A convoy transported the animals to south-central Washington. They were set loose into the night in the poetically named Horse Heaven Hills.
That was worrisome when we released them. Two coyote packs were calling. Arlen started singing and they were singing back. The Safari Club members are looking at each other.
That's Yakima Nation Wildlife Program Manager Gina King. We'll meet Arlen in a minute. No coyotes have managed to catch North America's fastest land mammal yet. King's own staff needs help keeping up with the antelope, too.
Oh, wait, right here.
They fitted some of the relocated pronghorns with radio tracking collars. The caramel-colored pronghorns graze and play on treeless hillsides. Their white flanks match the snow-capped peak of Mount Adams in the distance. Big game biologist Jim Stevenson postponed retirement in part so he could see this postcard pretty scene.
Well, I couldn't really ask for more. It's like they're doing good up there.
You know, they're just a beautiful animal. They seem to fit in this setting. So we were excited to have them back, and after so many years, to see it come to fruition.
Indiscriminate hunting a century ago nearly wiped out pronghorn populations in the American West. They've bounced back most everywhere, except in Washington. Sportsmen's groups found common cause with the Yakima Nation to organize a transplant. That tribal singer, Arlen Washines, says he's eager to hunt the antelope for food as soon as the reservation herd is big enough.
So it was a food resource, a subsistence that was lost, and it had its place, like all the foods have their place in our culture. Hopefully it will be a medicine for our people in the future, our children, to help instill in them the importance of our culture and our food traditions.
Washines considers the antelope sacred, but the love for the animal is not universal, on or off the reservation. Ranchers have been the most vocal with their displeasure. Jack Field lobbies for the Washington Cattlemen's Association.
Wildlife aren't going to recognize the reservation boundaries, and the disease, if there is a disease vector, regardless of what it is, doesn't recognize boundaries.
The Washington State Senate took up the cattlemen's complaint, but legislators were frustrated to find they're virtually powerless to do anything. Republican State Senator Jim Honeyford says, legally speaking, the reservation is a sovereign nation.
Even though they cross into the state of Washington, but they don't set foot in the state of Washington, they're free to do whatever they want to do and set them off in a reservation, and they're free to roam. I think that's a huge loophole that needs to be addressed.
The tribe agrees it's important to keep animal diseases out of the Northwest. Yakima game biologist Jim Stevenson says brucellosis and bovine tuberculosis aren't a problem in Nevada, where the pronghorns came from.
We did take blood samples from these animals, and the tests are still pending, but the likelihood is very low.
Another concern is that pronghorns could get into crops. Neither the state nor the tribe is prepared to compensate farmers for that. Stevenson says wildlife biologists may haze the pronghorn away from farm fields, but so far that's not been a problem. I'm Tom Bonsi near Toppenish, Washington.